They're KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Is it time to rethink the no women in combat rule in the military? The Army Chief of Staff, General George Casey, says yes.
I believe that it's time that we take a look at what women are actually doing in Iraq and Afghanistan, and look at our policy.
He tells the Senate Armed Services Committee that a review of military policy should take place.
We don't have an active effort going on that, but I think it's time.
Women are still not allowed to serve on submarines, but that, too, could be about to change. ABC News has learned that Defense Secretary Robert Gates is asking Congress for a thumbs up or thumbs down on the matter once and for all.
There has not been a lot of vocal opposition to this. In fact, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, the former head of the Navy, Admiral Mullen, told Congress some time ago that he thought it was time to broaden the opportunities for women, and we've not heard an outcry from Congress saying, no, we can't do this, so the Navy's pretty confident this will happen.
ABC's David Curley. Toyota's top American chief says he's sorry for all the recent safety issues with Toyota vehicles.
Apologizing for being too slow to act on safety problems, the head of Toyota's American operations promises the company is changing its ways.
I'm confident that we will succeed in restoring customer trust in our quality, safety, and reliability of our vehicles.
Although he insisted no problems have been found with electronic controls, James Lentz said most cars' computer chips are being retrofitted to keep sudden acceleration from occurring. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Capitol.
Will there be compromise at this week's health care summit? Maybe, or maybe not. House Republican Leader John Boehner.
I don't see how in the world the American people will ever allow it to be passed.
And Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid.
58% of the American people would be angry or disappointed if we didn't pass health care reform this year.
That summit will be held on Thursday. Markets this hour, Dow down 103, NASDAQ down 28. You're listening to ABC News.
If there were 100 people in our town, we'd need a couple of traffic lights. If the following year there were a lot more people, we'd need a lot more traffic lights. But if we didn't answer the census, we wouldn't know how much we've grown. We'd still have a couple of traffic lights and a whole lot of gridlock. Answer the census. It's how we get our fair share of funding for the things we need. Look for the census in your mail mid-March. We can't move forward until you mail it back. 2010 Census. It's in our hands. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau. Learn more at 2010census.gov.
No one made me see red, burning red eyes. They didn't look healthy, and they didn't feel healthy. I knew it couldn't be healthy. Every time my eyes got this way, I got irritated. But now, I've opened my eyes to Clear Eyes.
Clear Eyes brand redness relief drops clear away redness with a fast-acting redness reliever and extra moisturizers that provide a healthy, moist environment, the way nature intended, for up to 8 hours of soothing comfort.
Everything's looking better now.
Clear Eyes redness relief drops, for eyes the way nature intended. Use as directed.
We now know for sure, days after a rousing political speech, former Vice President Dick Cheney suffered a heart attack.
Doctors say that testing, once former Vice President Cheney reached the hospital with chest pains, does confirm that he suffered a fifth heart attack, a mild one. His first was 30 years ago. The latest cardiac event comes just days after Cheney emerged from retirement with a feisty speech at a convention of conservatives.
And I think Barack Obama is a one-term president.
Cheney remains in the hospital for at least another day. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
Olympics results, they are in. Bodie Miller skis out in his quest for a fourth medal. Tonight in Vancouver, it's women's figure skating. No, the Americans are not expected to win, but ABC's Alex Stone says they're still going for it.
16-year-old American figure skater Mariah Nagasu says she knows her competition is favored to win, but she's not letting that distract her.
I'm just here to skate my own best, and thinking about it as my Olympics.
Nagasu says it's actually nice to come in without a ton of pressure, hoping she can surprise the world when she skates tonight. Alex Stone, ABC News, Vancouver.
Guy in Parma, Ohio, wasn't content to just get down on one knee. He built a one-room, one-story snow palace in which to propose to his girlfriend. On the inside, he set up candles, rose petals, wine, a portable heater so they wouldn't get cold. He then asked her to marry him. You knew she would. She said yes. This is ABC News.
With my dry eyes, it felt like a sandstorm in my eyes. And I knew it could lead to eye health issues, so it was hard to focus on anything else. but now I've opened my eyes to Clear Eyes.
Mild, moderate, or severely dry eyes? There's a Clear Eyes brand tears product for you. Each Clear Eyes product bathes eyes with extra moisturizers that restore a healthy, moist environment the way nature intended for up to 8 hours of soothing comfort.
I finally see a solution.
Clear Eyes tears products for eyes the way nature intended. Use as directed.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhart. San Francisco police appear to have linked the so-called Trailside Killer to another murder. The body of 23-year-old Mary Bennett was found at Land's End, north of Painted Rock in the city back in 1979. Officers say a DNA sample found at the scene matches the DNA of David Carpenter, who is now on death row. Anthem Blue Cross executives are testifying this hour before some California lawmakers. The Assembly Health Committee wants details on the health care provider's plans to boost insurance premiums up to 39%. And San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom testified today in the trial of a man accused of hijacking the city's computer system back in 2008, telling jurors how he visited the defendant in jail to compel him to give up the secret password. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
In Oakland, westbound 580 before Keller, it's an overturned vehicle on its side. The two left lanes still blocked with emergency crews. You're backed up there. Stop by the Stanford Shopping Center Sony-style store to check out the incredible new line of Sony Bravia HD TVs. For more information, visit sony.com/Bravia. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Rain this afternoon, windy tonight with some rain, showers tomorrow, and then dry on Thursday with more rain heavy at times Thursday night. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
Advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. I want to start quickly because this slipped by me, too. I kind of forgot. You remember the fellow Al Megrahi, the Lockerbie bomber? Because he was imprisoned in Scotland, and they had these all-compassionate laws, you know, we let you out of prison if you're sick. He's still alive. And he is, he's home. He's living in his villa in Tripoli. And he was supposed to be dead by last October. That's why they let him out of jail. And he's, well, this might be very difficult for the families of the 270 victims of the attack. The English newspaper here is revealing that the Libyan government had paid for the medical evidence, which helped to release him. They encouraged doctors to say he had only 3 months to live. And his life expectancy was crucial because under Scottish rules, prisoners can be freed on compassionate grounds only if they're considered to have 3 months or less to live. But it turns out that he's doing pretty well. He's doing pretty well. And this was a, you know, a big deal when he was released. A lot of people were very upset. And the doctor who examined him, who said he's going to die, said, well, my information is it's not going to be long before he dies. They've stopped treatment. Well, I've told you many times, you can go on for years with prostate cancer. It's a very slow-growing cancer. No one offered me the medical evidence to tell me he was dying. They just said he was. You know, today, some people with prostate cancer, many, if not most men, a lot of doctors think you should not be treated at all and that you'll do just as well with no treatment. So, and then now they're saying, here's his excuse that he's alive because he got such a nice psychological boost returning to his villa in his homeland and being reunited with his family. Yeah, I'll bet. And it stimulated him to have a remarkable short-term recovery, says the doctor. It's difficult. The choice offered by the letter of the law was either 3 months to live or nothing. You couldn't have a sliding scale. The professor said it's just possible he would be alive in several years. It's highly unlikely, but there's a 90% chance he'll die in the next few weeks. So I'll try to remember this and follow it to see if he's dead in the next few weeks. Now, living in luxury in Tripoli, I've been to Libya. That's, I don't know, an oxymoron to me. I guess there are nicer neighborhoods that I didn't see, but a you know, nice people in a beautiful place, but a pretty rundown, rundown city. Quickly, I don't want to get too deeply into this, but it's symptomatic, and it cuts across a lot of different party lines and in different issues. But this has to do with a poll that Newsweek did on Americans about health care reform, and it found something that I had suspected. Basically, if you ask people about the overall deal, maybe 50% of people oppose Obama's plan, and 40% in favor. But when they broke it down to key features of the legislation and asked people separately, like, Do you think health insurers should be required to cover anyone who applies? 76% said yes. Those with pre-existing conditions, the same. 75% agreed with requirements that businesses offer health insurance to employees with incentives for small business owners to do so. And it goes on and on and on. And so when you break down the legislation and ask people the individual parts of it, overwhelmingly, you support it. But when you call it Obama's plan or health care reform, you don't support it, usually based on your fundamental politics. This is sad to me. And they get into the idea here that most people don't understand the legislation. And of course, I can't tell you I've read all 1,200 pages of that thing. And it's difficult for me. And I have trouble forming hard opinions about this. I just know something needs to be done. And I'm not wise enough to know what the best thing to do is. But it does tell you that Americans, we don't penetrate the issues. We react emotionally to these things, often based on our feelings and not the objective facts. And the support for the key provisions was overwhelming. And I guess it broke down during, according to party lines. But, get Newsweek if you want to see the details of that. This is sad. It's getting worse. Half of six-year-olds in Britain want to be thinner. They had these kids pick their ideal body shape from a range of digitally altered images of themselves and choose the one. They chose the one that was three sizes smaller than the real image, the slimmest option they could possibly choose. Many of the girls' questions said they thought being skinnier would make them more popular. I need to repeat. These are 5-6-year-old girls. Most 12-year-old girls think they're too fat. And, in many cases, they may be. They may be. Because, as you know, obesity rates can... You know, isn't it funny, by the way? This paranoia about it seems to run parallel with getting fatter and fatter. It's a strange times. I can't help a couple of quick comments about... Let me get my stack of articles here. About the Tiger Woods thing. And this issue that is not... We just cannot resolve it. This idea of can you be addicted to sex. I've gone back and forth on this. And I tend to think it's more an obsession or something else. I just don't buy calling everything an addiction and everything you go to rehab for. But what I wanted to make a quick comment on, and I just would love to hear someone, you know, discuss this with me, is this idea that you can deal with everything that's bad in life with 12 steps. 50, 60 years since one individual came up with this 12-step idea, we've come up with nothing better to treat fat people and drug addicts and sex addicts, and the list goes on and on and on. Surely there must be something else. This is a virtual monopoly on the treatment of these conditions. And a lot of people, yes, have been helped by, quote, the 12 steps. And one of these analyses here says he's obviously spitting back to us the standard 12-step thing. Now, I've been through it, not myself, but in support of a relative. I've been to a lot of these meetings. And for instance, steps 8 and 9, you're supposed to make a list of everyone you've harmed and make amends. And the things he said are almost word for word out of the 12-step book. Now, whether it's real or not, I don't know. Is this just a hypersexual disorder? And where do you draw the line, you know? And as a doctor here saying, you know, how do you draw a boundary between a healthy sexual appetite and addiction? It depends, he says, on how much pursuing sex interferes with other goals. That's how we define alcohol addiction. Some people drink and don't get addicted when it interferes with other goals in life. Okay. But, you know, one doctor here from Columbia University says some of the first thought I said, and I said it the first day this happened. I said, what about couples themselves? If couples themselves, can a couple be addicted to sex? And he says here, for instance, a couple in love floating 5 feet off the ground having frequent sex, are they addicted? Are they the same as a patient who can't stop watching pornography? What are people into swapping or, you know, hot-wifing or swinging and all that? Is that addiction? So I don't know the answer here. I just know we've got to have something else. Every disease I know of has multiple types of treatment. And to say that there is only 12 steps out there to help people, I think tells you how little progress we've made or how little attention we've paid to these issues. Okay. Another one of these. Here's a detailed 3-year study. I know you all love her. Sylvia Brown, psychic. I guess it gets me angry. What can I say? So they study Sylvia Brown's predictions about missing persons here and murder cases, and they found that despite her claims that she's 85% correct, quote, Brown has not even been mostly correct in a single case. The study's authors collected Brown's televised statements about 115 cases, compared them with newspaper reports that are believed to be factual. They found that in 25 cases where the actual outcome is known, she was dead wrong in every one of them. And in the rest, where the final outcome is unknown, her predictions could not be substantiated. The study indicates that the media outlets that repeatedly promote Brown's work have no visible concern about whether she is trustworthy or untrustworthy or harms people. And of course, I can't help going to Larry King, who just drives me off a cliff here. I just don't get it. You know, when the Sweat Lodge thing came down, James Ray, he had him on there a couple of times, and after it all came down, he had the chutzpah to have James Ray's lawyer on there and just, like, you know, interviewing. What a bad guy. And all the anti-vaccination people, all the guys who talk to dead people, that drives me over the wall, too. And no one says anything to Mr. King. Somebody just write him a letter and say, listen, it's not controversial. You know, what he'll say, well, we have to cover all sides of the news. No, it's not a controversy. It is not a controversy. There are no reputable scientists out there who believe that Sylvia Brown can predict the future. So you got 99.9999% of reputable scientists saying this is bull, and maybe you can get a few wackos to defend her, and that's not a true controversy. That's not giving equal time. That's not journalism. That's just pandering to getting ratings. And I understand that's the name of the game, but the fact that he walks off scot-free. And the fact is that this, what I just told you, will get no play in newspapers, will get no play on CNN or anywhere. You'll never hear about it. And you can see this at Quack Watch. That's the place to go for this information. And then here's something. The FDA finally taking a stand, and we've done this, gosh, 20 years ago. I mean, I'd done the first story on ear candles. On ear candles, they don't even mention here the way we got to the bottom of it. If you don't know what they are, you know, you stick a burning, it's a hollow piece of wax on fabric. It's not really a candle. You stick it in your ear, you burn it, and it's supposed to, you know, cure all your ills and problems. The problem is that you can burn yourself with it. And the FDA has a new warning. They say you can get facial inner ear burns, bleeding, fires, and, of course, can lead to your ear getting blocked with crap. And, you know, the way they really convince people about this is they put a candle in your ear, and then when you pull it out, it's hard to describe visually, but the inside of it is hollow, and there's this looks like earwax. And they go, see, it sucked out all that dirty earwax. Well, so when I did a piece on television on this, we put the candle in an empty jar and pulled it out, opened it up, and sure enough, there was a, quote, earwax. It's just a process of the burning. And they've got complaints of burst eardrums and burns and severe blockages. And it kills me that you got to harm people before you get called on the carpet. In other words, the fact that this is nonsense, this is bull, you're getting ripped off, that ought to be a criteria. I can't sell you all kinds of commodities. I cannot sell them to you if they don't work. You know, what if Toyota said, so what? Right? So the car doesn't work sometimes. Why is that a big deal if we let it slip through when it comes to health care and all this quackery? And there's been one fatality, a woman who lit her bed on fire after sticking an ear candle in her ear. And I just have to shake my head that anybody would believe this. And yet, of course, you know how it is out there. All right, John calls this program once in a while a great skeptic, and he's very funny. He sent me an email, urged me to listen in on Dr. Oz doing a piece on homeopathy. And I listened to it, and yep, you're right. Dr. Oz seems to believe. But if you listen carefully, he blames it all on his wife, who's evidently a big alternative medicine person. And so maybe he's fighting for his marriage here. But I wonder what Dr. Oz would think of the fact now that in Britain, they are calling for stopping the NHS for paying for homeopathic treatments. Britain should end its state funding of homeopathy because it's scientifically implausible, works no better than placebos, a very influential parliamentary panel said. The Science and Technology Committee said homeopathic products are not medicines, should no longer be licensed by medicines regulators. Homeopathic producers should not be allowed to make medical claims on product labels without evidence that they work. And the committee is accusing the government of sending out mixed messages about homeopathy by saying there's no evidence to back it, and yet it's paid for. And it isn't a lot of money, to tell you the truth. I looked at it. I thought it would be way more than it was. So it's not a huge percentage of the NHS budget. But it sets an unfortunate precedent for the Department of Health to consider the existence of a community which believes homeopathy works as evidence enough to continue spending public money on it. And I totally agree. And yet, you know, it's what people want to hear. It's magical. It's mystical. And I suppose it's about ratings again. And it's why possibly, you know, Mehmet does shows on it and seems to be enthusiastic and ignores all the evidence about it. Okay. I want to talk to you later about something else. When I say the term touchy-feely, you get an ooh, right? An ooh reaction here. Well, here is fascinating. I think you'll just love this. Fascinating research on different kinds of touch and all the stuff it communicates. As I said, I find it interesting. So will you. Let's talk about phone numbers here. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dell.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how our retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
With my dry eyes, it felt like a sandstorm in my eyes. And I knew it could lead to eye health issues, so it was hard to focus on anything else. But now I've opened my eyes to Clear Eyes.
Mild, moderate, or severely dry eyes? There's a Clear Eyes brand tears product for you. Each Clear Eyes product bathes eyes with extra moisturizers that restore a healthy, moist environment, the way nature intended, for up to 8 hours of soothing comfort.
I finally see a solution.
Clear Eyes tears products, for eyes the way nature intended. Use as directed.
If you are going through menopause, perimenopause, or had a hysterectomy, please listen closely to this important announcement. Are you tired of hot flashes, constant fatigue, weight gain, mood swings, lack of sexual desire, and other symptoms caused by hormonal imbalance? You no longer have to resort to risky hormone replacement therapies. Now there's clinically proven Amberen, the first and only natural product that revives youthful hormone function. With just 2 tiny capsules a day, you can enjoy brighter moods, sound sleep, better sex, lose weight, and have tons of positive energy to do the things you love. Amberen is backed by published clinical studies and is guaranteed to work where other natural alternatives have failed. To learn more about this exciting new choice and to take advantage of the special promotion for radio listeners, call Lunata Biomedical at 1-800-339-0095. The number of free trials is limited, so please call now, 1-800-339-0095, or visit stopflashes.com.
Hi, I'm Alan Hyman, Chairman of Fremont Bank.
And I'm Sandy Fava, Vice President. Together, we would like to thank the Bay Area homeowners who've refinanced their mortgages through Fremont Bank.
Refinancing can often mean lower payments and more money in your pocket.
Last year, we helped over 14,000 homeowners refinance their mortgages, and we plan to help even more this year. Don't wait to refinance your mortgage and miss this low fixed rate. Right now, we're offering a fixed rate mortgage as low as 4.5% APR with no closing costs or points.
To find out if refinancing your mortgage can save you money, just give us a call. Fremont Bank offers true, no closing cost loans.
To apply for a fixed rate mortgage with Fremont Bank with a rate as low as 4.5% APR, call 866-341-REFI. That's 866-341-REFI.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 2/16/2010, subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
With your health? Just call Dr. Dina Dell at 800-548-TALK. His wisdom is like thunder and lightning. It's truly frightening.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Don in Pennsylvania. How you doing, Don?
Hello, Doctor. How are you, sir?
Fine.
Listen, Doctor, you alluded earlier to the study where the six-year-old girls were picking pictures and reducing their body size. What I would like to know is, when are we as a society and when is the medical profession going to start helping to change that? When I go to the doctor and they measure my height and weight on their little scale to tell me my body mass index and my obesity chart, I stand 6'1", weigh 280 pounds. The nurse looks at me and starts laughing, and she says, "You are obese, young man."
Hmm.
And I've been a very I'm a big man. I weigh a lot, but my body mass index is probably between 27% and 30%.
Yes, and you know something, that range, as I think where you're going with this, and tell me if I'm wrong, is between 25 and 30, we have found that may not be so bad from a health perspective, especially as you get older. And yet, when they give you that look, I don't know if they're helping matters. You know, if you really needed to lose weight, I think the last thing you do is just look at somebody and condemn them. That just doesn't seem to inspire them. Is that the gist of your question?
Well, what it is these girls are being brought up in such a fashion with society and the medical profession that not saying that their weight is healthy for them. Are we really sure what is healthy for individuals and what is a healthy lifestyle? Are we showing them that, or are we saying by the magazines that...
Nope. There's a cell phone. I think I know exactly where you're going. And yes, Don, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Hey, the magazines may be having a big part of it, but we're not. And how do we decide what's healthy? And that's the big argument. This BMI thing is backfiring on us because somebody who is well-built and muscular, I mean, he always uses Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's off the BMI charts, according to the BMI. He should be very, very unhealthy because all the protein in his muscle weighs more than fat tissue. And so for his size and height, he gets a high weight, which is how they calculate it. So you're absolutely right. 30, funny, isn't it? Nice, even number. 25, not 28.6, not 29.2. How do we do that? How do we decide 55 miles an hour is, you know, how we should drive? Well, somebody sits down and comes up with it. Nobody challenges them. And so I think you're absolutely right. And I think you're going to be finding that the bottom line data is that among a group of people who have a high BMI, there are some who would be very, very healthy. And it's not fair to accuse them of being unhealthy and drive them crazy. We have not sorted it out, and it's going to be a while because this is a societal thing, and we are just not being accurate how we assess all this. That's it. All right, let's talk to Walt. What's on your mind today, Walt?
Hi, Dr. Riddell.
Yes, sir.
I've watched this TV show before. It's called A Baby Story, and the father is always in the delivery room with the baby nowadays, watching the baby being born, which is good. But I was wondering why just a few years ago the father was not allowed to be in the maternity delivery room.
Yes, well, in general, you know, we don't let relatives in for operations and for surgery. It's distracting, you know, they're not sterile, they might bump into something, and that was basically how it was. And a lot of women didn't want the husband there. You know, the baby's born, they bring him the baby. Then we went to this thing in the 60s, you know, with the home birth movement and the gentle birth movement, and we allowed men in the delivery room. You know, now you got your video camera and, you know, the whole deal. Well, there are some hospitals that are not allowing men back in the delivery room because a lot of men faint. A lot of men think they're ready for this, and they don't know they're not ready for it. And it's an extraordinarily shocking thing, I got to tell you. You know, I delivered one of my kids at home, and I delivered babies because I, you know, I was a physician at the time. And even then, it was like, whoa, what am I doing here? And there have been cases where the men faint. They bash their heads on the granite floor of the operating room, and before you know it, they're doing emergency resuscitation on the man when they're supposed to be paying attention to the mother. And there have been lawsuits, by the way, along these lines. So I would say, while many hospitals still allow men in the operating room, you should be warned, gentlemen, if you're not ready for it, you know, sit in the waiting room and let mom do her thing, you know, with her doctors. There's a lot of things that happen that may be embarrassing for mothers, and a lot of mothers want the man there. A lot of men want to be there, and I applaud that. That's fine. But, you know, sit down, you know, be in a chair where there's a back to it, and, you know, have someone keep an eye on you, because I've just seen it many times where men pass out, and that's not good for mom or the baby. All right, we're going to come back and talk about different ways we touch people and the amazing things we can communicate, and especially even in athletic teams, what it means when the players touch each other in terms of their performance. 1-800-548-TALK. I'm Dr. Dina Dowd.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. An earthquake hit Santa Clara County about noon today, magnitude 3.0, centered north of Morgan Hill. San Francisco school officials will vote tonight on 900 layoffs, a third of them teachers. The rainy day fund that sometimes allows those layoff notices to be rescinded is not big enough to do that anymore. Anthem Blue Cross is before a state legislative committee at this hour defending its 39% rate increases. And the president of Toyota USA testifies to Congress today that the unintended acceleration in their cars is solely the fault of sticking pedals and misplaced floor mats. He said it is not electronic. This is KGO.
Make the world's shortest commute with a custom home office from Valet Custom Cabinets and Closets. Eliminate clutter and maximize efficiency with plenty of room for your computers, filing, and storage. Contact Valet Custom today for your complimentary design consultation and ask about our New Year's special, 20% off a second project of equal or lesser value. For a limited time, add a closet, garage, media center, or wall bed at the same time and save a full 20%. Add a wall bed and go from workspace to guest room in seconds. Valet customer Jackie M. of Los Altos wrote,
"There are lots of similar companies out there, but service and quality of workmanship are selling points for us. We recommend anyone wishing to do an office guest room to check out Valet.
Call 866-5-CUSTOM now to learn more and save an additional 20% off a second project. Call Valet Custom Cabinets and Closets at 866-5-CUSTOM or go to valetcustom.com. That's valetcustom.com.
What's the latest advancement in home security? Well, not surprisingly, it's from AllGuard, the same security system experts that have been protecting Bay Area homes and families since 1952. Now, with AllGuard Connect, you can use your iPhone, BlackBerry, or any web interface PC to control and monitor your home security system from anywhere in the world. You'll receive instant alarm notification, view live and recorded streaming video 24/7, and you'll enjoy the convenience of remote home automation. It allows you to control lights, appliances, thermostats, stat settings, notification of water leaks, and much more. AllGuard Connect is easy to use and can be fully integrated with AllGuard's professional monitoring services. For all the details, call 800-ALLGARD. Call 800-255-4273. 800-255-4273. And be sure to mention KGO. AllGuard, it's all about peace of mind. CL 398874, ACO 676.
Classroom teachers see the impact of the state budget cuts on our local schools every day.
The cuts to my school are devastating. Just the increase in class size. I have 20 students and all of a sudden it's 33. I have students who are used to having all the attention, and all of a sudden they're having almost double the number of children in their classroom.
With today's education cuts, teachers are really having to spread themselves thinner among their students. There's a lot of competition to get into college, and with a lot of competition for attention from the teacher, some kids aren't going to make it because they're not getting what they need individually from the teacher.
This is David Sanchez. As a teacher and president of the California Teachers Association, we've brought you this message because investing in our public schools and colleges is essential to building a stronger California for all of us. On March 4th, join students, educators, and parents for a day of action to stop these education cuts. Learn more at www.standupforschools.org.
When you're ready to plan something great, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created My Savings Plan, an online tool that comes free with a Wells Fargo savings account. With My Savings Plan, you can plan, set, and monitor your savings goals. You can also set up automatic transfers from your Wells Fargo checking account into your savings account. So plan your way to a brighter tomorrow. Call, click, or stop by today and talk with a Wells Fargo banker about My Savings Plan. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Starting March 26, fly Horizon Air direct from San Jose or Sacramento to Spokane. Earn double miles on direct flights from San Jose or Sacramento to Spokane through May 31st. Details at horizonair.com.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Okay, we are a touchy-feely species. I never thought touch could convey so many feelings, and researchers here are talking about everything from the high five to a warm hand on the shoulder, communicating a wider range of emotions and gestures or expressions do, and more quickly and more accurately than words. It may be our richest means of expression. I'll give you some of the research here, and it gets into sports teams, and I find that really interesting. Students who received a supportive touch on the back or arm from a teacher were twice as likely to volunteer in class as those who did not. A sympathetic touch from a doctor leaves people with the impression the visit lasted twice as long compared to estimates from people who were untouched. Researchers here in Miami found that a massage from a loved one can not only ease pain, but soothes depression and strengthens relationships. Here's one where volunteers tried to communicate a list of emotions by touching a blindfolded stranger. Participants were able to communicate 8 distinct emotions, from gratitude to disgust to love, some with a 70% accuracy. How would you communicate disgust with touch? Here's research on basketball teams. They coded every bump, hug, and high five in a single game played by each team in the NBA. And remarkably, with few exceptions, good teams tended to be touchier. The most touch-bonded teams were the Celtics and the Lakers. Top teams. At the bottom in touching were the Sacramento Kings and the Charlotte Bobcats. Within 600 milliseconds of shooting a free throw, a very touchy player here, Kevin Garnett, reached out and touched 4 guys within 600 milliseconds. To correct for the possibility that the better teams touch more often simply because they are winning, they rated performance based not on points or victories, but sophisticated measures of efficiency and blah, 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 to cover that one, because that's a reasonable conclusion. Now, the study fell short of showing touch causes better performance. They don't really know that yet. But we think humans build relationships precisely for the reason to distribute problem-solving across different brains. And that kind of bonding that goes on with teams seems to be very important. But it looks so far like the couples who touch more, and when they go to couples, yes, they have, I forgot that part, very, very important. Romantic couples, and they looked at different couples and had interviews with them and measured how much they touch each other, and they scored the frequency and length of touching for each couple side by side. And it looks like so far the couples who touch more are reporting more satisfaction in the relationships. And again, it's not clear which came first, the touching or the satisfaction, but in romantic relationships, one's been known to lead to the other, or at least so anecdotal evidence suggests. And I think there's a lot of culture here. You know, some cultures don't touch a lot, especially in public. The Chinese, and I was telling you earlier about my recent trip to Fiji, the warmest, nicest, sweetest people I've ever come across, and yet, you know, public displays of affection are not received warmly by them. That's something they think is reserved for time, and I guess that's what's most important during private time, whether you touch or not. All right, let's talk to John. How you doing, John?
Hey, Doctor. Yeah, regarding Tiger Woods' sex addiction, as a guy, I think if any man had that many options, you know, that many temptations, it would be hard to say no. You know, I think it was Chris Rock who once said, for a lot of men, fidelity is a matter of options. This man's got a lot of them.
Well, listen, you're raised. There certainly is a distinction. I remember somebody in my family got in trouble like this and was using this as a reason. And that if there's more temptation, that you're more likely to give into it. And yet, as a culture, we don't accept that as an excuse for other kinds of addiction. But the overall part of this, I think something that the fundamental lesson that we can all take away from it, there's a couple of things. And I am a believer, I've said this before, that you can be in a long-term relationship for your life and have a really hot sex life that grows more interesting, complex, and deeper as you go through life. I think marriage gets a bum rap by Hollywood and, you know, all the cliches and all the jokes about it. And if you think about it, when's the last time you saw really hot sex in a couple in a movie and they were married? You know, they seem to, I personally feel the opposite. Sex with a stranger, my gosh, you can't. I was watching ice dancing, you know, last night, and some of these kids were ice dancing with each other since they were 9 or 13. Well, practice makes perfect. you know, and getting to know somebody. And more important, and here's where I'm going with this, is a verbal intimacy about sex and feelings. That's the preventive here. So all of a sudden, when you discover and catch your spouse involved in an affair, there's something that you missed. If you were intimate with that person and open and discussed things on a daily basis about how you feel and even discussed attractions, there's nothing wrong with a man coming home or a woman coming home and discussing, oh, I feel attracted to this and that. Incorporate that into your sex life. Talk about it. That's the antidote. And obviously that hadn't happened here. Now, yeah, world-class athlete, you can imagine the opportunities, and I know what most men think. You know, it's a very funny deal, isn't it? You see the reporters standing there. This is just like politicians, you know, ranting and raving, you know, about infidelity and homosexuality and all this, and they're up to their ears in both practices. And you see a lot of male reporters talking the talk, you know, about Tiger, and most in the back of their minds are saying, boy, I wish I could be him. You know that's going on. The reason... when you give up an addiction, and I'm accepting it as an addiction now, and I don't completely, you know, you have to be able to deal with it as you confront it in life, whether it's alcohol, drugs, I guess, or sex. And as I said, I think it's more of an obsessive deal. And also, I need to mention there are couples. I mean, sexual jealousy is a vast and deep and interesting subject. Someday we can talk about it. But that there are couples out there have open relationships, claim to love each other deeply. Allow their spouses to do whatever. They do it together, do it separately. That's one extreme, certainly, I admit. And at the other extreme is someone having multiple secret affairs, as Mr. Woods had. So it's a totally interesting and important subject for which there's just not a lot of hardcore research and evidence, and yet it is so important to all of our lives, because something like this happens to you, you think you've been kicked in the gut, like it's nothing. It's nothing. It's the worst thing in the world that can happen to you other than death. And I've had a lot of people say death is easier because that's final. Something like an affair or divorce is the worst thing that can happen to you, because it isn't. And you get to live with the situation, you know, on and on and on. So I think what you said in your perspective is probably something a lot of people have thought. All right. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. Dr. Dean Adell here.
Ugh, I got a million other things to do, and I'm stuck in here until that package arrives. What are you in for?
I'm from the UPS store, and I'm here to spring you out. You're a prisoner in your own home office.
The UPS store? But you guys just ship stuff.
Oh, we do a lot more than shipping. With our mailbox services, we'll sign for your packages. We can even send you an email or text alert when they arrive.
Wow.
Grab your briefcase and follow me.
Got it.
We have over 4,400 locations. There's one right down the street. Set yourself free with mailbox services from the UPS store. We'll give you 24-hour access to your mail, plus help you keep your mail and personal information safe. The UPS store. We do a lot more than shipping. For details, visit theupsstore.com or a participating location near you. Hours of operation may vary.
At the UPS store, their mailbox is more than just a box. It's secure. They can sign for packages and notify you of their arrival. Give a real street address and provide 24-hour access. Visit theupsstore.com for a location near you. Notary services also available.
The year I joined the police force, Nixon was in office. The first 747 went into service, and Dirty Harry came on the scene. I'm Captain Carnes, and I've covered a lot of cases in my time. Recently, though, I came across one that had me baffled. It concerned replacing a very large curved bay window in my house in San Francisco. This was no job for an ordinary contractor, because I wanted energy-saving, double-pane windows. Then an informant told me about Armstrong. It was a great tip, a fantastic job. If your windows are giving you a pain, call Armstrong. In my humble opinion, going anywhere else would be a crime.
Every year, more people are discovering the amazing benefits and low cost of Armstrong thermal vinyl windows. Superior double-pane insulation means lower energy bills, less exterior noise, lifetime warranties, big discounts right now. No area code necessary. Phone 37-1234.
Hey, the McNally proposal's ready.
The big one?
Yep.
We get McNally these numbers this instant, we make the sale.
We make our month.
We make our year.
All right, then push send already.
I did. It's taking forever. Oh, come on. Must be the spotty 3G coverage.
told you we should have switched to Verizon Wireless.
Will your small business have 3G coverage when you need it most? Kick the small business blues by putting your business on the map. With Verizon Wireless, you get more 3G coverage than AT&T. And right now, buy one BlackBerry and get another one free. Like the new Wi-Fi-enabled BlackBerry Curve for just $29.99 after $100 mail-in rebate debit card. Visit any store to speak with a small business specialist or call 1-800-BZW4BIZ today and put your business on the map.
Check, please.
Free phone must be of equal or lesser value. All phones require new two-year activation on a voice plan with data pack $29.99 or higher. Coverage details at VerizonWireless.com.
Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Joan. Hey, Joan.
I'm good, thanks. I have a couple teenagers who, unlike the kind of typical, stereotypical teenager, they don't sleep in late and they don't have problems getting out of bed in the morning. And I started to wonder if that is because we live in a kind of rural area and we've never had curtains or blinds on any of the bedroom windows because nobody can see in. We all sort of wake up without alarm clocks and when it's light out. And the reason I was really thinking about this was we were at a hotel recently that had blackout curtains in the room, and they slept for hours longer than they normally would. So I was wondering how much of the sleeping that teenagers do is really because they have the opportunity to or because the conditions are conducive to it.
Well, I like your theory. I would tend to agree with you. I would have to think where I could put my hands on some research to follow up on this, but light cycles are very important. When you take somebody and put them in a cave that's perfectly pitch black and leave them down there without any light whatsoever, the body clock actually adjusts to a 25-hour day. And you see a lot of people who sleep with eye masks, right, to block out light, because a lot of people have trouble sleeping when there's any light. So if light wakes up, you know, so many people, I would have no reason to doubt that light would be very important in waking up in the morning, teens or otherwise. And there is this idea about teens and their sleep cycles. It's not all teens. And some of the research, I think, doesn't have a firm conclusion because teens, first of all, as you know, they have very bad sleep habits. They go to bed late. You may not know it, or they stay up late on weekends. And by the time Sunday night rolls around, you know, their clock is way off. And, we find, for instance, that bright lights in the morning help with seasonal affective disorder. So I think there's something there. Your pineal gland regulates all this and sends impulses from your eyes to it, where it secretes melatonin and other hormones that have to do with sleep and other bodily functions. For instance, girls who are blind from birth and don't have good light perception, even they have differences when they begin their periods because something having to do with light cycles, the circadian rhythms of light that hit your eyeballs and your pineal gland affects hormones that deeply. So yes, I think there's something to that. And while a lot of us pull the shutters and put on the mask to help us sleep, and I'd love to see a study because I have discussions with my wife about this, who likes to wear a mask, and I think it might throw things off and might hurt sleep cycles because obviously human beings, and I'll tell you her answer to this because she's got a good one, human beings have evolved with light and day. Night and day, right? Daylight, nighttime, daylight, nighttime. And we are not nocturnal creatures. And so blocking the light coming into your eyes in the mornings might not be a good sleep cycle. And she fires back at me. She's a PhD geographer. She says, what about people living at the North Pole where there's light all day long and there's no night? And then for a lot of the season, there's night only and no daytime. So I had to scratch my head over that one. I got to go back to the boards. All right, let's talk to Marlene. How you doing, Marlene? Welcome to the program.
Hi. I wondered if perhaps you could reverse it and say Tiger Woods was such a good...
When you're among the best athletes in the world, and certainly golf is a little, a little less aggressive than some... like football. And there's lots of talk, and there's been lots of talk over the years about sports and sex, and the night before not having sex because it drains your precious bodily fluids, to have sex because it relaxes you, to don't have it because it keeps you aggressive, you know, if you're feeling turned on and your testosterone is high. And there have been some attempts at research, and most of the attempts have not found a profound effect from it. But listen, I'm not a major golfer. I played as a kid, but never played. I don't play much as an adult. Certainly, you could say that there's a certain mental attitude and relaxation thing, and there could be something in that you see people, for instance, at certain phases in alcoholism where it does not affect their job and their work negatively. As a matter of fact, they seem to thrive on it and seems to help some people to a degree and for a certain amount of time. Now, we'll never know, but we'll put down as Marlene's theory. That you never know. Well, I guess if he comes back to golf and he doesn't perform as well as he used to, then, of course, we won't know whether it's the trauma of what he's gone through at a particular point, although certainly your heart has to go out to the little missus at home, or it's because he has less access to all the sexuality been participating in. So, you know, it's a reasonable thought. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
We're in Lisa White's garden this morning, and we're talking with her fingers. How's it going, fingers?
Pretty great, considering we've been pulling weeds since the sun came up.
That's impressive. What's your secret?
There's no secret. Lisa just drinks her joint juice every morning, and that helps give us all the lubrication and flexibility we need. Yesterday, we shucked corn and then did a couple hours of knitting.
Joint juice, huh?
Yep, joint juice. It has a daily supply of glucosamine, tastes great, and is low in calories. No wonder joint juice was originally developed for pro athletes.
You are looking awfully toned for fingers your age. How old are you, anyway?
Fingers don't talk about their age, dear. It's uncouth.
Right, sorry. Well, there it is, another example of joint juice keeping joints healthy, happy, and flexible so you can keep doing what you love. Find joint juice at lucky grocery stores and at your local mass merchandise and club stores.
There's a lot of talk about cancer these days, but when it comes to prostate cancer, many people don't want to talk about the treatment because the side effects can sometimes be as concerning as the diagnosis. That's why many prostate cancer patients turn to El Camino Hospital. Our leading-edge experts work closely with each patient to choose the best treatment. We look at the patient's disease stage, fertility issues, and potential complications. In addition to chemotherapy and other non-surgical options, we offer traditional surgery and minimally invasive robotic surgery. Robotic-assisted prostate surgery helps minimize pain, scarring, and side effects. We now also offer CyberKnife radiotherapy, a cutting-edge radiation treatment that involves no cutting at all. El Camino Hospital is tough on prostate cancer and easy on you. That's something to talk about. For more information, visit www.elcaminohospital.org. That's elcaminohospital.org.
BevMo presents the 5-cent sale word, wow. As in, wow, buy one bottle of wine and get the second for just 5 cents? Or, wow, look how many great wines there are to choose from. And, wow, I'm coming back for more. That's our favorite.
BevMo's 5-cent sale is on. Choose from more than 200 great wines, like Mezza Corona Pinot Grigio, Irony Pinot Noir, and Louis Martini Chardonnay. Club Bev members buy one bottle, get the second for just 5 cents. Wow-mo and save-mo at BevMo.
Billionaire Meg Whitman thinks she can outwit the people of California. She's threatening to spend $150 million to crown herself governor. That's why she's taken the side of the corporate special interests who want to roll back California's bipartisan law fighting global warming. Help level the playing field against Meg's millions. Go to levelthe.playingfield2010.com. Hit the contribute button. Paid for by Level the Playing Field 2010. This committee is not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlled by a candidate.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Paul. How you doing, Paul?
Hold on 1 second.
Hey, Dr. Dean. I've been having night sweats for about a month, and I was just wondering what that could be from.
You know, I take that seriously. If you're a kind of person who sweats a lot at night, or there's obvious causes like the room is too warm or something else has changed, that's fine, or some viral infection. But every time this comes up, you know, we have saved some lives, basically, because there is one very serious disease that can begin. And I'm not, I have to preface my answer by saying that of 100 people with night sweats in your story, very few of them will have lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease, which can begin as night sweats, and so can some other things. It can happen just because you're gaining weight, or you smoke cigarettes, or there's a variety of hormonal reasons, etc. But it used to be the classic symptom when I was in medical school that night sweats meant tuberculosis, which is less common in this country, but it is definitely here, especially among certain ethnic groups. So, Paul, I'd say I'd take it to my internist. I wouldn't want to fool around with it. And it's such a, it's a kind of symptom that most people simply ignore. And that's not in your best interest, all right? Let's talk to Jay. How you doing, Jay?
Got a sexy subject for you. Toenail fungus and the new laser treatments that they're...
Oh, Jay, turn me on. Well, you know, I got to tell you, the toenail fungus is, you know, is a chronic, annoying deal. And these new lasers, The FDA, when they approve new devices, it's very tricky. They do not review the data. They do not approve it for a new use. They simply say there are devices like lasers on the market right now, so we can approve this based on that. You have to be very careful. It's not like new drugs at all. And the new laser, there is one of them out there that claims to be helpful. There is some evidence that it does work, but there are some competing lasers for which there is no evidence. And so the one that's out there that's most common, and I tell you the truth, it just slipped my brain, the name of it, could be worth a try. It can be a little pricey, but the results that I'm seeing indirectly, not from big major double-blind studies, tell me it's helpful, but and also not harmful. It might harm your wallet, but the practitioners who use this, if it didn't work, after a while, people are going to catch on. So I have no reason to be, you know, to be afraid of it. So give it a try. Have you tried anything else, by the way? You have medications, which you got to take for a long time. And there's a million home remedies. Soak your toes in anything from everything from tea to permanganate. You know, what have you tried? Nope, we lost them. So and every time we do this call, we get people who write, well, I put my toes in this or that, and every time I read a review of this in a medical journal, it says these things don't work, but it's a good example of how diseases can come and go, and the trick with the fungus under their toenail is it's moisture in our shoes. People who wear sandals or go barefoot don't seem to have the problem. And it's moisture that the fungus relies upon. And once it gets up under the nail, boy, it is protected. And the medication you have to take, you take orally, which means you're taking the pills, dissolving your stomach, going in your bloodstream, and getting all the way down to your toesies. You know, that's asking a lot for it. And I'm not sure it's worth it. So I would love to see that these lasers work. And I feel positive about it. All right, that's the program. Join us for the next one. Until then, as always, be well.
Ron Owens here, and if you own a home and live in the Bay Area, chances are you've had to deal with termites. And if you haven't yet, you will, and likely soon. It's just a part of living in the Bay Area. In fact, the closer you live to the coast, the more likely it is your home has termites. So, how do you choose the right company? One with experience, honesty, and the capability to deliver results. Well, just do what thousands of KGO listeners have already done. Call Planet Orange for a free home inspection. You have nothing to lose. Planet Orange is California's leading authority on termite elimination, and they're America's largest certified orange oil specialist. Orange oil is guaranteed. The treatment cost is comparable to alternatives, and it's so effective, Planet Orange includes a 2-year unconditional warranty on your entire home. Doing the right thing was never so easy. Call Planet Orange at 800-7-ORANGE. That's 800-7-O-R-A-N-G-E. Or you can visit them on the web at planetorange.com today.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you might be kicking yourself in the head. I've never seen rates this low since I started Lennox Financial over 10 years ago. But I can assure you this, that the rates will be going up soon. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. Choosing such a loan could affect your interest rate, and you will be responsible for any existing lender payoff fees. So call Lenox Financial, 888-945-4105. That's 888-945-4105. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-945-4105.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations, CRMLA. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Hi, it's Gil Gross. There is no doubt.